Good morning, everybody, and welcome to our podcast this week. And this is a series that I'm going to be exploring about the theme of waiting. And this is Advent 1, and we're going to be exploring the start of it all, really, the start of what it means to wait. I want to just bring your mind now to the night sky. The night sky for me is just very special, as it is for many people, but I can recall a time when I was working in Zambia, and I lay on the grass with one of the nuns who I was working with, and we sat on the grass. It was a bit foolish because there were snakes around and we didn't really take any notice of that, but we lay on the ground and just gazed up into the sky, into the night sky. And the thing, there's a couple of things really that came to mind, that actually the sky isn't black. It's a very, very deep navy. That was the first thing that sort of came to my mind. And also the sky, it was like lots of pinpricks of light that were just shining through this navy cloth. It was a remarkable feeling. And as I just lay on the ground, I could see it move. Well, I couldn't see the sky move because it was the earth that was moving. But there was this sense of this very gentle movement. And as we're going to be getting Christmas cards over the next few weeks, no doubt, there will be lots of stars around. No doubt, the Star of Bethlehem will be very prominent on most of the cards. But I think there is something about seeing the emergence of new stars that are being born, and yet they're beyond our sight. We take it that from the scientists that, you know, the stars that we're seeing now were born millions of years ago. And this year we've seen a number of falling stars and shooting stars and comets, and we've had to wait for them in abeyance. So it's just waiting for this emergence of when we can glimpse something spectacular. And I think there's something in that. We're waiting to glimpse something spectacular. We're not too sure what we're waiting for, but we know it's going to be spectacular when it comes, because we know that it's going to be the start of something magnificent. And I want to just read now something from John's Gospel. In fact, just the first few verses of John's Gospel. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through him, and without him, not one thing came into being. What has come into being in him was life, and the life was the light of all people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. There is something unusual about the Gospel of John. Unlike Matthew, Luke, John doesn't start with Mary or Joseph, or he doesn't even refer to Bethlehem, a stable, or even the manger. In fact, there is no mention of the Christmas story at all. And unlike Mark, he doesn't start with the ministry of Jesus, although he does soon move on to this. But he takes us instead to the dawn of time and the events of creation. It's almost like a backdrop to the dawn of creation, where there the beginnings emerged, where God's sovereign was there. I think for John, the coming of Christ is not an attempt to make a ghastly mistake. I think it's, for John, it's the natural expression of love constantly at work. And he's not really interested in the Christmas narratives as we know them. He's not interested really in John the Baptist within Mark. He's interested about God in action, revealed in stories. declared through the prophets and lived out in blood and flesh. But we have to wait. We have to wait now at the dawn of time. And as the next few weeks unfold, the waiting will bring us closer to God in that space, in that liminal space, where we wait for God. We wait upon God. We wait for God. One of the questions that maybe we need to consider during Advent is, does your faith begin and end with the Christmas stories, the Christmas narratives? Are they really important to you? And if so, why? We take them for granted. We hear them every year. We wait to sing the carols. We wait to hear the progression during the carol service of that story that unfolds before us. And if it's not important to you, the Christmas stories, why not? What is it that replaces it? Or does it need replacing? Does it need to sit alongside other glimpses of God that we can get? Today is our first Advent on the theme of waiting, but it is the start of it all. Our waiting is the start of the development of our faith. It's the start where God has decided to come down to earth and to dwell among us. Not so much to put things right, but to show a love that is beyond comprehension. To show a love that is tender and compassionate, a love for all people who choose to wait and who choose to walk the journey to the manger. So I think we need help from God to appreciate the enormity of that task ahead, our faithfulness and our waiting. And to help to use this season of Advent to open our hearts more fully to God's grace. I just want to finish with some words from Ephesians. Before the world was founded, he chose us in Christ to be holy and without blemish in his sight, filled with love. And he destined us, according to his will and pleasure, to be adopted as his children through Christ Jesus. I pray that this Advent will be a time where you can go back to the beginning of time to maybe recall how your faith started and to acknowledge that your faith and your love and faithfulness in God will endure until the end of time and beyond. We pray, Lord, that you will teach us this through your gracious purpose of waiting. God bless and see you all next week. Bye.